West. It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. And today we get to talk with Superintendent Brandon Henning from Mountain Lake Schools. How are you this morning?
I'm enjoying the weather. I think you got to appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you're dressed for Veterans Day?
I am, yes. I like to kind of go all out. And we already had our morning program for the high school, and it was a great program. So excited to be here, though.
Absolutely. All right, so let's dive right in. Now, you had got out of school the end of last week.
We did. We had our fall conferences, so that was K through 12. And something new this year, in the elementary school, many teachers said, yep, I had every single parent come for all
really?
My kids, which is not too uncommon at Mountain Lake with elementary families.
Okay.
In the high school, though, of course, it can be hit and miss.
Different.
So to help kind of see if we could get more parents in, just talked about their kids, we offered kind of a little raffle, like a gift card. So if you showed up, you got to put your name in a drawing as a parent. And, you know, and same thing, if you're a student who came with your parent, you also got your name put in for a drawing for a gift card. So it was great. We got, you know, I think 5 different parent winners, and each won like a $25 gift card, I think, to some businesses in town. So it was good. So we saw, you know, an increase of just parents coming in, that little incentive. So it's kind of like, darn it, we shouldn't have to. It's, I guess,
right.
You know, because I'm a parent too, right? I have 4 kids. And so for me, I was like, I was going to go and give me a gift card or not. I'll always go every year. But at least, you know, we did get some parents in there, talk to them about how their child's doing. And, you know, I'm sure there's, like anything, some good, some bad.
It's important.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when your kids come home from school, you try to find out how their day was,
yeah.
But it's hard, especially when you get to high
school. Oh, yeah, high school. Even my two high school-aged kids, and they come home, how was school today? Meh, whatever.
Yeah.
What'd you learn? Some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, thanks for the information.
Right.
So it's good to talk to the teachers and, you know, kind of hear what they're doing. And then, you know, you miss those good moments, too, of where they're saying those positive things, like things you didn't even know about your child, perhaps. Like, I don't know, for instance, like mine was like, oh, he even has like a class job where he helps out a different teacher or something like that. And it helps earn him. It's a finance class, I guess.
Okay.
And so it's like you have a job so you can earn money so you can reinvest it. I guess
wow,
is kind of what they're working
okay.
on. So he has a job inside the school that he helps out different teachers, kind of like a TA down the hall. And so that part of that job earns him money that he can now use to reinvest in his finance class. So
wow.
It's just kind of, you know, obviously it's all fake money. But,
sure.
But it's just like, oh, I didn't know that is even happening. And of course, my kid would never tell me because, you know, whatever.
Because kids don't.
They don't.
Yes.
Because like, every day is a meh, whatever. So.
But it is definitely. Now, do you do conferences at the end of each quarter?
We do not. So we just do a fall conferences. I have thought about spring just because I came from Rochester and we did have spring conferences there. And I do feel like there's some value there. I'd love to do it after third quarter. So it'd be sometime in like March, especially because in the high school, too, you know, semester switches. And so some kids are switching classes even,
right.
And teachers and the whole thing. So. It's something Mountain Lake has never done, at least to my knowledge. So it's something that's kind of on my mind, and I don't know if we'll get it implemented next year, but it is a goal of mine.
But of the two, the fall conferences, and you've been in school for 9 weeks.
Yeah, so the first quarter is obviously completed. So it's a good like kind of see how your child is doing. It's a good barometer of where they're at, and they're going to probably be at for the rest of school year. But also allows us a time to adjust, even too with. You know, if there's something they're struggling in, we can notify the parents. And anytime I've found that you have that teamwork or that kind of like with your parents and things like that, where the parents are like, they're buying in and the purpose of all this is we're here for your child to try to make them have the best educational experience possible. So if you're on board with that and we're on board with that, and we all share the same, that's our goal for your child. Then that teamwork goes a long way, and then we can get some more support as a school from at home when your kid's got some missing homework or things like that, and we're trying to tell you, we're trying to help them improve their grades, and then you can kind of get on them too because it's not just us being like,
right.
You know, the Charlie Brown wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, being on the same page is
right,
good
exactly.
for everybody.
Yep.
All right. So we mentioned end of the quarter. It's also kind of end of fall sports.
End of fall
moving
sports.
Moving in. It's transition, you know, it's
yep.
summer to winter, but you can't even say that looking outside
right,
today.
Right, yeah.
But it is transition time.
Yep, the fall sports have completed, you know, football, we didn't end up winning a game, which was unfortunate, but, you know, they still battled hard, and that it just, you know, you play a lot of freshmen, that their time will come, so give them a couple years, maybe we'll get we'll get it back where Mountain Lake football is typically, where we're usually at the top of the standings or near the top. Volleyball had a good successful run towards the end of the season. They had a lull in the middle, but then they ended it well. But same thing, a lot of seniors graduating there, so there'll be a lot of shoes to fill next year in our program there. And cross country went to state, so our whole girls teammate went to state, and so that was great. They ran really well, and then we had one boy run there too, so he finished pretty well there as well. So I mean that we've gone now, I think, 3 years in a row for cross country, so it's quite a program. We're only losing, I think, one of our really strong female runners, but the rest are coming back, and the boys, we're losing maybe one or two strong, but not too much. Like, the future still is bright, at least for cross country at Mountain Lake, so that we anticipate probably being back next year and maybe the year after that too. So
now, as winner, and we want to congratulate them too.
Absolutely.
But are we in between? Are we obviously winter sports are practicing?
Yeah. So we're just right there. I mean, the girls started yesterday for basketball, gymnastics, hockey's already been going.
Okay.
So I mean, those are already going. And then the boys' sports, wrestling, boys' basketball starts next Monday. So we had a sports meeting last night, and it was well attended. I heard that we had some really high numbers, which is great to see. I like to see kids participating in a number of things. So. And even kids that I've never seen them in a sport. I saw a student and I was like, I've never seen you interested in any type of athletic thing at all. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to go for wrestling. Like, I'm going to do wrestling. It's like,
wow.
Yeah, I've never seen it. You're a 10th grade kid, never been in a sport once in your life. And here you are outside 10th grade. I'm going to do wrestling. So I think that's great. Like, there's just something must have inspired that student to give him confidence to be like, you know, right. What? I want to go out there and I want to wrestle. Like, I want to be part of something. I want to be part of a team and I want to put in the work. And so I really like that there's just opportunities there. And, you know, part of it too is that we had our fall play that ended, and it was just so cool to see all the students up there and knowing, like, oh yeah, you played volleyball and you were just at state for cross country. And so I know the director always complains about that because he's like, you kids are in everything. And right. So like, we can never fully practice. I think he mentioned, you know, it was 5 days before the actual show was the first time everybody was actually present for a like practice.
Wow.
Because there's like cross country's been at state, so we missed some people there. And obviously different sports, volleyball, football. So we've just missed people the whole time. And
that double-edged sword, though, because you, like you said earlier, you want those kids involved in everything.
Yeah, and I think it's just great because you, as a student, you get to, you don't have to like be like, well, I really like the play a lot, and so I think I'm just going to do that. But I also kind of like either football or basketball or something else. I like another sport, but I don't like it as much as the play, so I'm just going to do the play. Whereas now you're like, well, they're flexible with me. I can do both. I can, you know, have my cake and eat it too.
Right, exactly.
And so I really like that too. And it's just, I don't know, it's the beauty of being a small community that you can really be in whatever you want to be and do whichever what you want to do.
Well, and we talk about this every so often, but you get exposed to things that you will never be exposed to again the rest of your life.
Yep.
And so to have to choose a sport or the play is a decision that a kid shouldn't have to make.
Yeah, and I get it. It is kind of how, unfortunately, if peers like youth sports are trending, is you kind of have to specialize if you really want to be a really good player. But I don't know. I think it's like I tell my kids, yeah, I want you to, you know, be in the play, do this, do whatever you want. Because like you said, there's only a finite amount of time that you get to do this, and then you're done.
Yeah,
like time comes and. It's been nice too, because the same thing, we talk about sports of kids going out, the play was the same deal. We had a couple new students go out for the play that you would never guess. Like, they're the, you know, some of our bigger athletes have like,
okay.
Oh yeah, and they've throughout when they were younger talking a little bit down about the play, that's no,
sure.
I don't do that kind of stuff, that's not dudes and plays, come on now.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm a kind of a big tough guy, and all of a sudden see them, and then they, you know, you find the roles that fit for them. It's like, well, you're gonna play a knight, or you're gonna play like this big bruiser guy that's gonna rough people up. Like, oh, you can find a role that suits like my, you know, kind of my style, my physique, who I am as a person. So again, it's fun to see the enjoyment, and then you can just see like their perception change. Because at the end, I asked that student, I said, hey, he's like, yeah, I'm going out next year. It's like automatically he knew, like, he already knew he was going out next year. And he's like, I'm going to try to get a couple of my buddies too, just because we had so much fun.
That's great. So yeah. Cinderella, a big success.
Yes, absolutely. Like every year, I feel like they always try to outdo whatever they did the year before. It's like an internal competition. I don't think they're. I'm like, you're not. I always tell the director Travis, I'm like, you're not competing against anybody, man. It's just a good show. We know you're gonna do a great job because you have done for the last like 5 years. They've been the director, but he just. I think he's got like a fight inside. He's like, well, I gotta.
Got to raise that.
Like last year we did Trek and we built this huge storybook that opened up and folded out. Well, now this year, you know, Cinderella. So now we're going to have like an actual like wooden carriage, like beautifully, like just like you'd see in the movies with the craftsmanship and just like, I was just amazing. Like a beautiful pumpkin carriage. And then just the castle itself, it was just these huge set pieces and stairs and just, and they had the clock and they designed the clock to actually go to midnight. Like it was just, behind the scenes stuff and things they did were just so amazing, and so all the kids just did such a great job, and it was exciting. And it's hard because you put in all that time, you work for months for 3 days,
yeah,
and then it's done, and then it's already so gone. Quick. Like by you know, so Sunday afternoon was the last show. Monday morning, you couldn't tell that there was ever a play that ever took place at this school. It's just poof. It's like it disappears like magic.
So. You're not proud of your students at all, are you?
Well, I mean, they work hard, and they, you know, absolutely. If they you know, they try their best, they, even if it maybe not be, especially in the, like this year, our sports teams maybe weren't the strongest with outside of cross country, but they're still out there practicing, trying hard. They weren't, they're giving up, giving their all, and then same thing with the play. Like people are, they're putting in hours and hours and hours of time. Kids not, you know, going to school all day and not getting home till 10, 11 at night. I mean, that's just,
it's a big commitment.
It's dedication. Yeah. So, and then, like I said, to know it's only going to be 3 shows and you're done, but to still have that dedication and the excitement there, and just when you see the faces, is really what sells me all the time. Just seeing the smiles on the faces of the kids out there having fun, it's like those are memories. Those are core memories that kids are making that I'm just thankful that we're all able to offer as a district.
Now, you did have a school board election.
We did. We did. We had one seat open and only one person on the ballot. So, you anticipate, but you never know. Write-ins can happen. The campaigns behind the scenes that you're unaware of. But Rena Shanthrak was able to retain her seat. So, we didn't have too many people come out. I think about 80 votes cast, and she got like 78 of them. And some people filled in the bubble for the write-in but didn't write a name down. So I don't know if it was Casper the Ghost they were voting for. So there was a couple of that. But so it was good. I mean, she's been a good addition to our school board. Just a different voice. She's actually a teacher in Butterfield. So it's good to have. We have a teacher on there now. So we haven't had a teacher on our board.
Okay.
So we have an actual teacher, but from a different district because there's, certain laws.
Maybe a different perspective.
Yeah, different perspective, too. And she's been great, just a different perspective to have. So I'm glad that she got reelected there.
All right. Before we let you go, anything else we need to add today?
Just that, it's Veterans Day, so I do want to give a shout out to all the veterans out there. I always have a special place in my heart for people that do things that I feel like I could never do, and that being somebody that goes in the military, and even not even having to fight overseas, just being some, even being like a National Guard or anything, even when just going through basic training. I mean, I can't imagine doing stuff like that. And being away from your family in general would just be something I just can't imagine. So my heart always goes out to all our veterans, and I thank them so much for their service. And I'm proud that at Mountain Lake we have 2 services. You have, the high school one in the morning and the elementary one in the afternoon. So I'm proud that in these small communities we still do our best we can to honor our veterans for all they've done for our country.
Very well said. All right, Brandon Henning, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks. Again, it's awesome. And hopefully, maybe it'll still be nice out next month when I come.
Let's plan on that.
We'll see.
All right. Brandon Henning, superintendent at Mountain Lake Schools. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope today on KDOM.